Ever feel like you've got to get your should together?
Is your should about to hit the fan?
Have you been sitting in your shoulds for most of your life wondering if you could be more, see more, or do more? Welcome to Shut the Should Up with Candace Payne
and Jenny Randall. We're both authors and speakers who want to stomp out your flaming bag of should.
With a whole lot of faith, together, let's sort through the pain, purpose, and promise to find freedom in the things we tell ourselves we should and should not do.
Because there's so much more in you.
Jenny Randall.
Oh, goodness. I don't even know. Hi, everybody. We are in the last episode of this season. Yeah. Stuttering Stanley.
Season five.
Let's go over the series that we've done. We've done five parters on time, leadership and influence, passion over performance, restoration, theology in honor of Flash Theology, revival stories, seasons. And now we're in summer heat.
And this has been season five. We did 40 episodes this season.
We did 40 Jenny, episodes.
This is 40.
We're closing it down. Bless
it,
Lord.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's so fitting that we've poured our heart into season five because we have a little bit of an announcement to make, right? Did we just start off the show like this? Did we just go real hot?
I mean, it is summer heat. Listen, we've been prayerfully, powerfully praying over this announcement, and we just came to a conclusion literally 10 seconds before we hit record,
and
we're bringing you on the journey so you can feel the feelings with us.
Yeah, yeah. So today, that is the last time until the Lord himself tells us otherwise, that we're going to play that intro. Did you just feel that? And our listeners are probably like, what does that mean? It means that for lack of any kind of confusion, it means that we are taking a permanent break from Shut the Should from this point on. And we're rejoicing in what has happened with this podcast, and we're honestly considering what may be the future of both ministries for Jenny and I, whether that's together or separate, and all the things that God has for us. But man, this has been a journey for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So we have tons of episodes for y'all to listen to. Those aren't going anywhere. Those are not going anywhere.
They're evergreen. They're going to be on there as long as there's digital formats.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And we have had quite a ride. I mean, when I first moved to Florida, we started recording, I think, maybe a year before that. So I feel like this podcast has carried me through a lot of life. A lot of life. We've done this for a while. I mean, my goodness. How long have we been doing this together?
2019.
I'm counting on my fingers. Okay, 5 years. We've survived the pandemic together.
We did. We thrived in the pandemic together. And listen, we were already quarantined from each other. We were ready for this gig.
Florida.
We're besties. Gotta not be working from home. Let's go. I was like, we can do that. We already have that shelter in place. I will say that 5 years does not even, like, there's, as you said, 5 years and you counted it out, you know how little things just kind of hit you? Think of how momentous this is. We've been struggling with, do we continue, do we not? And in the background, we've had plenty of conversations. And I got to be honest with you guys, if you want to know the person that's been the most like, not yet, it's me. I'm the one that's constantly going, I love it so much, not yet. And Jenny's like, I know, me too, but really we need to know. There needs to be an answer. But even as you counted out the years, you said five. And I got to be honest with you, this is our fifth season. We've done these five-part series. we're ending this last summer heat, the fifth of this last one, mm-hmm. really feeling like a completeness in the 5 years that we've had with you. And we hope that as maybe you're listening for the first time, even you came back and you're catching up, that you'll know that our heart has always been to help people find freedom from those things that they honestly struggle with, that they maybe should or shouldn't be, and that keep them from living their most authentic life with the power of the Holy Spirit and the goodness of God underneath their wings. So that's what we've been trying to do. And I feel like there's such an incredible closure with that number five. And I didn't even see it until you just counted out. Well, it's been 5 years. Oh, how perfect. How perfect.
Yeah.
Season five. 5 years.
Season five. I feel a song coming on. Just kidding.
Seasons up. That's your go-to. I mean, we could go back and replay every time that you jump in on that one. I think that's my go-to for seasons. We just sing that one. Yeah. And then we get all excited about it. But what have been some of your favorite moments? Can we just go down memory lane for a little bit with our listeners
and kind of just
talk about what have been some of your favorite moments and memories?
Oh, goodness. I loved the first season. We were really intentional to be so interactive with the listeners. And we would get the funniest phone calls from y'all. The funniest phone calls, the most profound. They like just listeners calling in and sharing what they're learning, how they're growing, what God's doing, funny stuff. Like I really loved when we would get people to call in. That was a favorite highlight of mine.
Didn't we have people like sing a song at one point and they're like, oh gosh, please don't play this, but I'm doing it.
Yes.
Y'all are the faithful ones. Clap out for all of y'all. Like you deserve a real clap out. Y'all are the heroes of this show.
So my gosh. Funny.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you actually were one of those that did this, can you please message us on our Instagram at Shut the Shit Up? We'd love to see those DM floods us and just let us know how you feel embarrassed by what you shared. And that phone call is totally safe with us. You're like, it won't be replayed in future episodes. Thank God.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I know that
they've survived. Yeah.
I love that.
What about you? What comes back to your mind?
Honestly, I would say season two, we had a season sponsor, an exclusive one, Open Arms International. My goodness. And I remember just that was right at the beginning of the pandemic in 2020. We went to Kenya to actually see them live and get to meet them and then be a part of that journey with them throughout that rest of that year. That sustained our families, that built up their ministry. It exposed who they are for the good of what they do. And I felt like that partnership was so beautiful. And if you don't know who Open Arms International is, please, 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 please check them out. They were such a big part of Shut the Shit Up. Such a huge, pivotal part.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who they are, they do incredible work. And they could still, to this very day, use your support and your love and all the things that you want to join and partner with them to do. And so they don't know that we're saying this. We didn't come on here and plan that. But when you're asking me, really, what did I love? I love seeing how a simple podcast could actually become a bigger megaphone for people that deserve it. And we could do something impactful and partner with them. I thought that was wonderful.
And I'll just give a quick one sentence summary of what Open Arms does. They're an organization that provides vulnerable children with the hope of the gospel and the love of a family. And we, like Candace said, we were brought into the village. We met this beautiful community of people. We met the children. We got to go to church. And something that stood out to me, I'm laughing because I was shocked by it. Something that stood out to me at church was how celebratory they are towards how God is moving. Like, they introduced us and they said, and these women are going to tell thousands about the village. And like the whole place like erupted and they were so excited and they were like, and they're sharing our stories. And that was something pivotal too for me because, you know, you're just behind the microphone talking and you forget about the beautiful power of technology. Like, we literally were sharing stories because in every episode we share a different story from the village. And what a way to magnify how God is moving and ministering there through what we're doing here, like you said. And it was just really, really beautiful. And they have such a sweet, sweet heart of celebration. And yeah, that was wonderful. That was so fun. And we got to go to Africa together, which was just amazing.
My goodness. Are you kidding me? We have so many stories. We will forever talk about that. I will say this. I'm going to give you a little bumper, because one of my other favorite things was composing on GarageBand these little segment songs. And I've got to tell you, my kids still talk about one of them from our podcast, because I forced them to help me with it. And so you're going to listen to this, and we're going to tell you a little quick story about it, okay? Okay, so my kids were in elementary school when we did that bumper and I recorded it. And I forced them to come into my office and put a microphone in their face. And I said, scream out loud, high five, it's story time, and then high five each other. And I'm going to record it on audio. Go. And they were like, Mom, this is so cool. You're letting us be a part of your podcast. Oh my gosh. Okay, we got to get it just right. And they were so eager. And they were like, yes, this is the best thing Mom's ever asked us to do. We're going to be famous. I mean, like, they had all, like, the joy on their face. Do you know, the other day, they sat in my car and we were talking about the podcast, and they go, you know, it was the most embarrassing thing Mom ever made us do. And now how the tone has changed.
Oh,
we had
goodness.
To stand in her office with a microphone, and then we had to do it like 12 times, and your hands were sweaty and clammy, and I had to touch your hand. And I'm like, oh my goodness, y'all. This is the difference between elementary and middle school. I can't even with you guys. Like, your so whole, cool. You love that. And they were like, never, never.
It was the worst moments of our life.
You like, made us. And listen, I'm not trying to gaslight anybody. I'm not going to be a gaslighting mama. But I was like, this is clearly wrong. I want you to know you are wrong. That is not how it went.
You're like, you're all grounded. Go in your rooms and think about it.
You and then come back. It. We're going to record a new jingle. Let's go. I think of those little bumpers and segments that we did. And like, for me, it was a moment of being able to take those creative elements that I thought nobody knew about me and putting them in a space. I finally had a box to bring them to. And so I just want to ask you, Jenny, what are some things that you felt like I didn't get to do this anywhere else, but shut the should?
Oh man. Well, I loved when we went video also. So remember when we live streamed every morning, not every morning, every Monday morning, we would live. And then later we're like, why did we choose Mondays? But that's a different conversation.
We were running to make it to the microphone.
We were like, sometimes. Oh, did you survive the weekend? Okay. What are we talking about today?
Listen, I'd have my morning coffee and it would dictate my morning bathroom routine. And I'd be like, I don't think I'm going to make it live. I'm struggling. Talking about shutting the should. I was praying God would shut that should for real.
And we had some powerhouse guests when we were streaming live. Like we had Daryl Strawberry. We had Harris the Third. That was
the
so
magician.
Fun. The magician. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and I got so to do good. Magic. I got to do magic, and I made my kids watch it. Like every couple months, I'll bring it out. And be like, let's watch when I did this magic trick live.
Wow. Wow.
It was fun. We had a blast. That was so fun. I love that we could use the streaming live and then also have it on the podcast audio only. So that was just a cool thing to do.
Very cool. 'Cause
we, for a while, we were dreaming about our own TV show. We're like, let's go far and wide. Oh, now I'm sad. Now we're killing it. Bless it, Lord.
Maybe we're killing it so that we can dream some bigger dreams for it down the road. Who knows?
Who knows?
We just know that we've got a piece about the conclusion. And I want us to visit something, though, that you just kind of briefly touched on. We've got maybe about 5 minutes left here, but 5 minutes in season five. Oh, 5 years. This felt just, I can't. I want us to talk about a guest that really impacted us. or, you know, maybe from your perspective versus mine. But Casey Van Norman, there's an episode that we recorded with her where we ended the recording and we literally were just praying. And I remember having to get out of my office chair and get on, I'm getting emotional, think about it, get on my knees and on my face to pray. And I just was in a place of just sincere, sacred, holy ground in the middle of my office, in the middle of this podcast. And that changed something in me. Like that moment changed something in me. I was going through intense grief and suffering and sorrow and uncertainty with my family and my mom with Alzheimer's. And I remember feeling like, how did I just have a visitation from the Spirit of God in my office just from a small interview and something that we're trying to fit in on a Monday? And that was so powerful. That memory is forever going to be one of my favorite moments from having this podcast. Is there something from a guest that you took away, or maybe like a powerful encounter that you remember? You're like, gosh, that was so good.
Oh man. Well, the one that recently aired with Angela Donadio, she was just flinging out wisdom left and right. And it just felt really, really powerful and profound. I remember feeling similarly, like, okay, not that the Lord isn't using every single guest we have on in their own unique voice. But sometimes it just hits depending on personal circumstance, and you know, as listeners too, like, it hits different at points. The Lord will use somebody's word at a different point and you're like, okay, I feel it in my gut. Like, let's do it. So that was happening with her. And then there was one too with Lisa Whittle, where we're talking about church abuse. I stayed silent the whole entire episode, 'cause I knew if I opened my mouth, it was going to be just a spiraling can of worms of church things. And, but just listening and soaking in that conversation was just like, her voice is so needed in the spaces we're in. And I'm really grateful for her leadership and the leadership of all the guests we've had. It's been really fun to get to know those people at a different level and just sit and chat. And I'm going to miss that. I think I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any unresolved shoulds, Jenny, in your personal life? Like, I mean, we're ending Shut the Should Up, and we say that we help you find freedom from the things that you should or shouldn't do. Are there any unresolved shoulds in your own life?
I think the greatest should that I'm always struggling with is I should be fully present in the moment. And because I'm pulled in so many different directions, especially now with grad work and summer mom, we're in summer mom mode, right? Or is just all the kids. And so this is part of the reason I feel peace about kind of closing this chapter with Candace. because then, you know, your brain feels pulled in a million different directions when there's little things to do here and there. And I think bringing this to a resolution will help me, my shitty little let's be present in this moment, help me focus more on the life of my family and the things that God has really called my attention to in this next season. But it makes me sad. What about you?
I'm on a journey to close and be resolved with my greatest should, which is health. I just feel like God's calling me to really focus in on my health right now. And that includes, yes, my physical health, but I'm deconstructing diet culture that I've grown up with and figuring that out and pulling away the shame that I've just kind of put on myself. And it's been such a liberating season, but man, it's unresolved still. So I'm walking through it. And then also with
Coach Chris,
I know, come on, Chris. Check him out.
He's been a faithful listener. He's been a faithful listener. He's been a faithful guest sometimes. We love Coach Chris.
Yeah, Coach Chris. And then on top of that, just not just physical health and deconstructing that diet culture, but also the mental health, the emotional health, and my spiritual health. Like, God's just called me to health. and and to resolve what I feel like I should or I shouldn't be doing. And there's so much influx of information that we could spend all day, all of our lives trying to adapt and adopt so many different doctrines about what we do with our health. Yeah. But the greatest teacher is the Holy Spirit. And so I've just been listening and praying about the next steps for everything I do, everything I eat, everything I drink, everything I pray, everything I read. And it's been really remarkable. So that's an unresolved should, but I actually don't feel I'll ever get any resolution to it. I think it's just going to be continual.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're always in process, right? Of growing and changing and building. Yeah. And I think too, the mental, physical, spiritual is so, it's so interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you focus on one, say you're focusing on physical, it's going to impact mental and spiritual and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so it's crazy to think through like, okay, what will the diligence in this, not only will it provide this, but it'll also impact these other areas too.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. So good. Well, y'all, there's our 5 minutes in our last episode of season five.
And I'm going to miss you, my friend. I can't.
This is so sad. Alas, the time has come. I don't know any other words to that because my mother never sang them. But that's what she would always sing when it was time to get in the car. Alas, the time has come. And then she would point to the car, like everybody get their butts in there.
That's funny.
But it has been, and I know y'all are probably like, Candace, that's your buzzword, but it has been a joy. It has been a joy to have you listen and to be involved in our lives and to be friends of the show and to be listeners and subscribers and sharers of all the things. And Jenny, it's been a joy to do this with you. So I absolutely love you. And maybe publicly we'll reappear together somehow, somewhere in the future together.
Hey, listen, if people want to rally us, bring us to your church, we'll do something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a way. But no, Candace, I love you too. And I'm grateful for your leadership and your friendship. And all you listeners, we're so grateful for you listening and sharing with us what this has done. And although this is concluding, you can always find us on the Instagrams. You can always find us at our personal websites through the resources. The Lord has us developing and just stay in the loop that way. So we're not going off the grid. And please know this is nothing like Candace and I love each other. We're still besties for the resties. Like we're not ending on some weird terms. We're literally,
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
She's tapped out
together.
She's like that girl.
You know, they're crazy. It's like we've been talking about in seasons within even this season five, Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season under heaven.
Yeah.
And we just felt like this was the season to end. And so I feel like we're coming out on a high note and we are prayerfully praying for one another in our ministries with what we're doing next. And we're excited to see where that is. So stay tuned. We love you guys. Thanks for joining us on this journey. It's been a blast. How do we say it?
Should we say, I feel like we should have talked about this beforehand, but let's just plan it now. Let's say shut the shit up, everyone, in unison.
Oh, that feels like what I did to my kids. Now I understand why they hated it.
It feels so right. Everyone is rallying around their devices.
You know
saying,
what?
Do it. Do it.
They are. Come on. Let me just clarify though. Our line at the end of every show has been until next time.
Well, there's no next time. So we just say shut the shit up, everybody.
That's
and
right.
Then we go to the closer.
Absolutely.
Oh, it hurts so good. Oh Lord.
Well, one, two, three.
Shut the shit up, everybody.
We love you guys. Thanks for joining us. And somehow, some way, somewhere, we will see you again soon.
If you've been inspired to stop shitting yourself, head over to iTunes and write a review and just give us all the stars.
If there's one thing you're going to should yourself with, you should subscribe to our show so you don't miss an episode.
See you next time.